which franchises people invest in today. The Inside Scoop, we're not gonna make any earnings claim. The Inside Scoop, gonna help you avoid franchises that are lame.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill.
And we're the Franchise Insiders here with the latest issue of the Inside Scoop. Jill, this might be one of the best lists ever in terms of different types of franchises.
Yeah, I mean, huge variety here today. Got you covered on pretty much all avenues.
So just in case we've got first-time listeners there, the Inside Scoop is meant to show you the franchises that people actually buy each and every week. It shows you the different types of businesses that people are actually investing in and having success with. And so without further ado, we're going to dive right in here to our first franchise on the list. This is a great brand, Jill. It's a company that's been around a long time, and it's a service that most of us at some point in our lives have needed, perhaps multiple times. That's Home Team Inspection Service. Jill, tell us about Home Team Inspection Service.
It's a hard one to say, I'll give you that. Home Team Inspection Service.
Say it three times fast.
I can't even say it one time. But they are the industry leader and number one brand in home inspections. And they work with everything from buyers and sellers to real estate professionals. They will do everything from like pre-listing inspections, mold tests, any kind of evaluation, just everyday home inspection. So they kind of cover it all, which is really cool. They've been around for almost 30 years. And they just know what they're doing. They know their stuff. And like you said, you're going to need them at some point, probably multiple times with everything that we go through with our homes.
I would classify this. I mean, look, home inspections are it's a real safe play. I like this a lot for a first time franchise investor. This is not an absentee franchise. This is for someone coming out of there that's done working in corporate America, wants more freedom, more flexibility. But is perhaps on a tighter budget. And so, you know, with this, with Home Team, you're going to spend, I think, franchise fees, $55,000, all in. It doesn't cost much more than that to build the business. You've got to be able to advertise and get clients. So I'd have a budget of $100,000 to get this thing going personally, but I think you can do it for much less. They really appeal to the ambitious professional business person. And the reason they say that is because it involves working with other professionals in the local business community. So what does this tell you? This tells you you really need to go out there and build your B2B client list with Home Team Inspection Service. But guess what? When you own a Home Team Inspection Service, that's your business and you're building yourself a list for your company and you can do it on a really low investment. So Home Team, great first-time franchise for folks out there looking to own a business. And get profitable and get profitable fast and be in a service that people need. So if you want to talk to us about Home Team Inspection Service, learn how we can save you $2,000 on this franchise. By the way, guys, a lot of you have written in and said, what if I'm working with another franchise consultant? Can I talk to you guys? Look, we are so happy that there are other franchise consultants out there and we applaud all of them because they really want to help you. But we're the only franchise consultants that can save you money on these franchises.
Very true.
So if you aren't currently working with your franchise consultant on Home Team Inspection Service or any of the ones we talk about, call us, go through us so you can save some money. Hit us up, 800-445-6382. This next one on the list, Jill, Encompass TV. This is a neat one that's been around, and we've helped a lot of folks who have just started off, who haven't maybe had a lot to invest in a franchise, who are looking again. This is another really nice first franchise investment for someone that's working with a limited budget. Encompass TV, Jill, this is one of those businesses that you could keep your job, dive right in.
Right.
You could be retired and use as a side hustle. Tell us about Encompass.
Yeah, it's cool. So it's basically indoor digital billboards. So I'm sure you guys have seen them. You know, once you see one, you'll recognize them everywhere, but they take the concept of outdoor billboards, which we all see. And personally, I find distracting unless you're in traffic. But they bring them inside. So you have more time to focus. They bring them inside businesses, and they use, proprietary software to run basically advertising inside of these locations that you place them in. So it's really cool. You can work with large and small businesses. It's very scalable. You know, it's a great supplemental income, but also people can really make this a full-time gig too. You have the ability to build it where you want it. You have a support team that helps you, you know, run it and, you know, build your business as large as you want it.
Do you know
what
I noticed about that?
What?
Incidentally, so they say Encompass says they will support you for the life of your
business,
right?
That's awesome.
But did you also notice they don't charge royalties? So
they're with you forever and
you don't pay. I mean, that's really good. So look, you know what? They say we have retirees that are living the easy life, making a couple $1,000 a month, working when they want to work. Yeah, totally. That's great. But they also have hustlers out there making $60,000 a month.
Right.
Now, all in this thing, this investment, it's your franchise fee. It's $35,000. Then you've got to go out and go get your clients, right? So really this is, again, if it's something you want to make passive, you want to mention it to people you network with, maybe you belong to the Rotary, maybe you're in some other type of club or something like that. Awesome. But if you want to just dive all in and go out there and network and get advertisers, I mean, you could build this into a really nice business. Again, this is one that I would classify as a nice side hustle or a good first business for someone working on a limited budget.
Yeah.
And remember, folks, I mean, the first franchise you do is not the only franchise you do. So if you can build your Encompass or your home team inspection to a very profitable venture here in the next 3 years, and you call us back and say, okay, Jack and Jill, I've made $500,000 on this business. Where do I go next? I mean, that's really where the fun can begin. So sometimes starting with a smaller business isn't such a bad idea. All in investment on Encompass, $35,000. Again, we save you $2,000 on this franchise. Talk to us about it. Franchiseinsiders.com. Next up, Jill, probably the business investment opportunity, franchise, call it whatever you want, that sold more than anything last year besides Smash My Trash, Water Station Technology. Again, and I think it sold multiple times this week. Why do people invest in Water Station?
Okay, two things. One, water. Everyone drinks it. Everyone needs it. And two, it's a completely passive investment opportunity. So you do not have to work this. You have them operating it 100%. So you basically invest in bulk water vending machines all over the country. They provide the machines, they find the locations for you, they install and they run them, and you just watch them make you money.
And these machines turn unhealthy, gross tap water into beautiful, great tasting, alkaline, healthy water.
Right.
You can go get all your electrolytes and feel great. Seriously, this is an awesome opportunity. I don't know how many of you out there work with a wealth manager. They essentially guarantee a net return of 13% on your money.
That's outstanding.
And I believe in their agreement, Jill, that they buy back your machines. Well, I know they actually, they say they will buy back your machines. And so when you buy these, you invest in these water stations, let's say, you know, you buy, the minimum is 50. And I think the investment for 50 is $425,000. Yeah, folks, this is a high investment item here. And typically where we guide people on Water Station is this is not like a franchise. This is not like a going to be your sole business. This is diversification. Mm-hmm. And if you've made a lot of money, if you've got a high tax burden coming up, you can eliminate that by investing in Water Station technology. So essentially, this is a good place to park your money. If you've got $1 million, only making you 5%, put it into Water Station and make 13%. You also get, I think you can write off up to $1 million on your tax return, but I think there's like a section 275 or 375. Anyways, I think it's only valid for another year or so. But I mean, I've heard of some people investing in Water Station instead of making a quarterly tax payment.
I mean, why not?
Why not make more on your money and not get taxed?
Yeah,
so look, again, if you got $30,000, this is not your business. If you've got $500,000, $1 million, $1.5 million, $2 million, and you want to make more, that's where Water Station comes in. And if you want to talk to us about it, certainly do. Text us 305-710-0050. Jill, any other thoughts on Water Station?
I mean, just think about it. Everything that Jack said, in addition to the fact that it's home-based, you basically generate multiple revenue streams from it. It's diversification. I mean, it's pretty much a great investment for anyone looking to do something different with their money.
You know, I'm really glad you brought up that multiple revenue streams deal, because I bet you they will call me if I didn't bring this up. they're implementing advertising.
Right.
Kind of seems like they've been working on this advertising for a long time. I know they were rolling it out. The promise of this advertising is that they don't really know, right? Because once they sign up advertisers, so imagine you go cut your teeth with your Encompass, mm-hmm. right? You say, okay, I'm going to go hustle with Encompass and line up a bunch of advertisers. Okay, now I'm going to pick up my water stations and I'm going to line up advertisers for my water stations.
I mean, there's some crossover there too, so.
Yeah, so water station thinks that the advertising could actually take your net return from 13% all the way up to 30%. Obviously, there's no guarantee on what that advertising is. It's kind of like the ads. And so the ads will be like in a video screen on top of the water station.
Like when
station.
You're getting your gas.
Right.
But you're a captive audience because you have to sit there and fill up your water,
right.
just like you're filling up your gas. So, you know, you have someone 100% focused, not leaving the area. So as someone, you know, that's advertising, that's a pretty good opportunity. So
that's exactly right.
I think that's not necessarily a hard sell for people. So I don't know. I mean, it's another advantage to water station. They do very well on their own, and this could just be an added bonus.
So we save you 10 grand on water station on the minimum 50 unit order. If you do the 100 units, we'll save you 20. So yeah, again, if you're working with another franchise consultant and they haven't shown you water station, don't feel bad. Just call us, because you save a lot of money working with us. Text me 305-710-0050 if you want to talk about water station technology. But again, just know that is a diversification investment strategy. All right. That is, you better have $500,000 to $1 million that you are okay diversifying with and you do not need, but you can make a lot of money on that.
Yeah.
Next up, Jill, a franchise that's been around for a really long time. Really, really, really great franchise. Fish Window Cleaning. Jill, did you know that Fish Window Cleaning brightens your world?
I mean, listen, I'm staring at some dirty windows. I wouldn't mind if they would, come over here and brighten our world over here. Anyway, Fish Window Cleaning, it's an awesome business opportunity. It's proven, it's tested, it's something that's been around for over 43 years. They specialize in customer service. They can do, commercial and residential. They'll go up to 5 stories. So, you know, that could be a really tall house or a small building. But a lot of their accounts represent, are commercial accounts, which is 80% of their revenue. So you get that repeat business of, you know, locations that need you coming on a consistent basis. And it's really cool. I mean, you know, it's not complicated. It's window cleaning. You get the repeat business. It's a low startup cost, Monday through Friday. You don't have to do nights, weekends, or holidays. So you can kind of keep a regular schedule. And they protect their, territories to ensure growth.
So, large protected territories.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about, you know, have the opportunity to grow, which is really cool too. So, I mean, overall, it's a great opportunity. It's safe. We all need it. And you get that repeat business, which is key.
I mean, I've always said, when people have asked me for a quick elevator pitch on what's the smartest franchise strategy, I always say the least sexy franchise you can find, whether it be tree trimming or painting or window cleaning, people are going to be getting their windows cleaned from now until the end of time.
Yeah.
And it's the kind of business, like Jill said, that will give you more of a subscription model where you have repeat recurring revenue. It's an easy business to staff. It's highly needed. They're great folks over there. I mean, their model is rock solid. The only bummer about this one is that I feel like most of the time when I check territories for clients, it's gone. It's sold out because it's so good.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it's always worth a flyer to ask us if we can still get it.
I mean, someone just got one, so there are still available.
It's rare. Yeah, I just want to set the tempo, but I would say I probably do check Fish when I'm searching for a franchise for a client. I don't know about you. I probably check it at least, you know, 5 out of 10 times. Because look, all in investment, 150 grand, franchise fee is $64,900. We save our clients $5,000 on this. You can go check us out, franchiseinsiders.com, 800-445-6382 if you want to talk to us about it. But Fish would be a really nice franchise to start with, or if you already own another business right now and you want to diversify, they do have a passive franchise model. So again, this is a nice play for someone that may already have a service business, they want to diversify into another business, or they want to start with a business. Easy deal to get a loan for this one, really proven. So Fish Window Cleaning sold this week. We save you guys $5,000. Again, if your franchise broker hasn't shown you Fish Window Cleaning and you want to know about it, hit us up. Text me, 305-710-0050. Why not save $5,000 on that? Next up, Pet Supplies Plus. Jill and I are huge believers in any pet franchise. Okay, we work with a number of them. Pet Supplies Plus, Jill, is one that it's sneaky because it makes more than most of, say, the dog boarding franchises. I think the average unit does $2.3 million.
Wow.
So what are your thoughts on Pet Supplies
Plus? Well, I mean, pets, we all have them.
We have three.
I still don't believe we have three. I was taking pictures of them today thinking, like, what are we thinking with three of them? But when you have three pets or one pet, you need supplies. So Pet Supplies Plus is basically a supermarket for dogs and cats. Their whole thing is they make it easier for people to get products for their pets. They're like a neighborhood location. They have more than 470 locations. They're all over. They kind of have just more of a streamlined design, making it really easy to navigate, all the natural foods and hard goods and toys and services for your pets. And they have everything that you need for your pets. And it just is more of like a home, warm location instead of maybe those bigger stores that tend to overwhelm you with everything that's in there. So it really just feels a little bit more personal, and they love their pets. They're typically in busy neighborhoods, and they are near food anchors. So, you know, you go pick up your groceries and go run and pick up your, you know, dog's food or treats on the way. So, I mean, it just kind of gives you a little bit, it's your way to work with pets without the boarding and just really, you know, have that, I don't know, that personal feel, that more homey feel for your pets.
I mean, they really emphasize the customer experience in their brand. I think it's a real safe bet, especially if you can get your hands on a good retail space.
Yeah, I think that's key.
It's a total no-brainer. Again, this is probably for someone. So franchise fee is $49,900. Total investment, you can all in do this for about $500,000, but I think you got to be prepared to go $500,000 to $1 million. This again, look, if you're sitting out there and you've got, you know, $500,000 in a 401k, you're feeling like you're done with your job. You want to exit, or maybe you want to keep your job and invest in something that is, and they do allow passive ownership. I just wanted to confirm that. So yeah, I mean, let's say you have a 401k that's not attached to your employer and you want to roll it tax and penalty free. I mean, take a look at this market. I mean, again, we're hitting new highs every day, but how long can that continue to go? I think this is a good use of 401k funds. If you are someone that maybe started with a home care franchise, you've made a bunch of money over the past few years, you want to diversify into something that is semi-absentee and safe, this is a good sector to go into. Pet Supplies Plus is a good franchise. Sometimes we have to chase them a little bit. They're a little hard to get on the phone, but that doesn't mean they're not good. It just means that they're busy. So again, if your franchise consultant hasn't told you about Pet Supplies Plus, or you're searching for a franchise on your own and you hadn't considered something like this, again, really safe and smart. We'll save you $5,000. Pet Supplies Plus, it's a fun, exciting, and uncomplicated business.
Yes.
And a safe space to be in. And by the way, if you want to talk to us about, you know, taking one of our dogs, we're happy to have that conversation.
Now, just so you know, Pet Supplies Plus will never actually sell dogs, but they will team up with local shelters to facilitate pet adoption.
We'll
so
sell
if you
our
see
dog.
One of our dogs in front of a Pet Supplies Plus, you know, you we did it.
I don't even want to tell you what I saw Kona eating out there today.
Oh my gosh. It's something every day with those.
So that's our list for this week. And, I have to say, this is such a fun time to be in franchise consulting. And this just shows you people, you know, when they think about franchises, they think about Chick-fil-A and 7-Eleven. But look at this. People are investing in Pet Supplies Plus, Fish Window Cleaning, Water Station Technology, and Compass TV, Home Team Inspection Services. These are really cool. Here's a really crazy thought. Imagine a franchise owner who's been, you know, an owner for 10 years who owns every single one of these.
And you could.
You absolutely could. And that'd be an awesome diversification strategy.
Totally.
And that's, you know, when people ask us, hey guys, you know, what do you do? Jill and I actually end up being more sort of, you know, wealth advisor partners to our clients because we start with one, but so many times, right? I mean, people come back and they say, what's next? Because we have access to all these franchises and knowledge of what's happening. So as you guys think about investing in franchises, don't just think about one.
Yeah.
Think about how one can get you to two and two can get you to three and three can get you to a place 10 years from now where you're netting seven figures and the business is run without you. So think about that. And in the meantime, thank you for listening to our podcast for this week. I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill.
We're the Franchise Insiders. We'll talk to you next week. Take care. The Inside School. Jack and Jill gonna help you choose the right money-making franchise today.